Ryan Reynolds here for, I guess, my 100th Mint commercial. No. I mean, honestly, when I started this, I thought I'd only have to do like 4 of these. I mean, it's unlimited to premium wireless for $15 a month. How are there still people paying 2 or 3 times that much? I'm sorry, I shouldn't be victim blaming here. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/save. Whenever you're ready.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
At BlueNile.com, you can find endless ways to make your moments sparkle. From classic and timeless jewelry gifts to creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams. All at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. And right now, you can save up to 40% on fine jewelry and 25% on engagement ring settings during the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale, going on now. Go to BlueNile.com to shop the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale and save up to 40%. That's BlueNile.com.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
It's very rare about a team that just got kind of punked on national television.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Rodgers, by the way, only threw it to 3 teammates last night. That's it. That's a problem.
Earlier on the show, senior writer for the MMQB, Albert Breer. Falcons quarterback, Kirk Cousins. Coming up, Fox Sports college football analyst, Bruce Feldman. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number 3 of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lots going on in our neighborhood in the National Football League. Certainly in the last hour when we were talking to Bruce Feldman and Kirk Cousins. We'll discuss a lot of that with you at 844-204-RICH being the number to dial here on the program. As soon as we are done, Susie Schuster and Amy Trask will record the first episode of season 2 of What the Football podcast that'll be available for you to listen to later on. Jim Nance is their guest in week number 1. He's fresh off of calling the Chargers season opening win against the Las Vegas Raiders. So we will hear from Jim Nance. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. Just looking up at the screen right here and seeing all the other programs that are on as we're talking here on the Roku channel. On NFL Network, they're showing the Bears and the Titans game from this past week.
Nice.
They just showed in the booth Mark Sanchez. Does he have a man bun going on? Did you see that?
Really?
Is he going man bun?
Hair is a little longer than normal.
He went man bun.
Oh.
Hair's a little longer.
It might be the only man bun in the NFL broadcast booth, right?
If you got it, might as well do it.
We don't know. We got nothing.
Nothing.
Guys.
Zip, zero, zilch.
TJ, we can do it.
Could you really?
Could you, Mike?
Would you, if you go man
you
bun?
Could. Mike, you could really go.
I would donate to you a charity of your choice. If do Mike, Del Tufo's man bun existed, we would have to rename a fantasy team that. No.
No. Mike, do it.
Do it.
If I grew charity my hair, choice. My hair, grow I your hair out. Three to almost 2 to 3 times a month to get my hair cut.
Mike, grow your hair out.
My hair grows like
now
I'm
to
sorry,
the end of the year and see what happens.
Mike, once again, when things come up about you, you immediately go into the default of thinking that we are accusing you of being unable to do it.
No.
I fully believe your hair grows beautifully.
Rich,
you sound like Trump. I've got the most fast-growing, beautiful hair.
My hair is the most beautiful hair.
And people are telling me that I've got the most beautiful, fastest-growing hair. You have no idea how fast my hair can grow.
I did a good imitation.
Dude, I get it. If you can grow a man bun, I will donate to a charity of your choice.
Please do it.
You guys don't understand. I hate long hair. I buzz it at this point.
Now until the end of the year. Take it to the end of the year.
How long? Okay.
4 more months.
Your beautiful, fastest growing hair of anybody who can grow hair fast.
It's about
how long would it take for you to grow a man bun?
Faster than anyone else.
Thank you, TJ. I could probably grow
Thanksgiving?
My hair.
Thanksgiving?
No, I'd be the end of the year. I get it long enough.
So go to the end of the year. Let's do it.
No, you guys... You have to. I have to take care of this hair.
Yeah. Why?
You guys don't.
Wait, you're not on camera. You're in a booth.
No.
There's
there's some maintenance.
Yeah.
It's like, he doesn't wear a hat all the time.
Just let it grow.
I go out when I go out, but I like.
But
the
Mike,
buzz
you could
now.
Slick it back like I Pat like Riley. It would look awesome.
My hair, mooch. I was very mooch-like when my hair was long. You remember? You remember, Rich? You remember me back in the old palm?
I'm asking you, would you grow a man bun for charity?
Can we put it to a vote on Twitter?
I would lose that. I mean,
you would lose that?
I'm trying to rig the vote here.
Let me think about it. Let me really think about it. I have to go to my my 40th reunion in 3 weeks.
Okay.
After that, I'll start.
Okay.
Oh, we got a date.
So
you're going back to New Jersey?
Yes.
To go to your 40th high school
reunion.
Could you imagine going to a high school reunion with this guy?
No.
By the way, we got a couple big guns in my class,
Who?
I'm not going to mention their names. I got one.
Mike, we could look it up.
The plastic surgery, basically.
The Nip Tuck of New Jersey?
He's huge. He's like a multi-millionaire.
You
can do research. He lives down in Miami.
So
he was in my grade.
You can't research big plastic surgeon in Miami because there's probably about 1,000 of them.
No. This guy's married to a real housewife of Miami. He's got divorced. He's big time.
So we could Google him.
You could totally Google him.
What's his name?
Rockman will see it, and if he says it,
I'll
say
yes.
I'm looking at Real Housewives of Miami.
But look about husbands.
I don't know. Just don't waste your time.
Don't waste your time.
It'll come up.
So this is sort of, it's that
Todd?
Guy.
Is it Todd?
No.
It's that guy.
Right. No.
I don't know.
And who else is coming to your 40th high school? What's the name of the high school?
Amazing.
Livingston High School,
40th reunion.
You know, my buddy Chris Christie went there that won't talk to me anymore.
Okay.
But he's not your grade, right?
He was my brother Frank.
Okay. So this is the class of 1984.
84.
Reunion of Livingston High.
Yep.
Okay, fast times at Livingston High.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much, 1984.
Yep.
Okay, and so you'll be there. So where are you in terms of the most famous alums of this high school? Returning for 40 years.
Uh-huh. Who could be watching the show, will tell you I'm probably one of the top.
Okay.
Jason Alexander
went to your high school.
By the way, just so you know, Jason, my father was president of the school board when Jason Alexander got inducted into the High School Hall of Fame.
Okay.
I like the fact that Frank Biondo, who ran Universal, went to my high school. But in saying that, I had an Emmy before Jason Alexander, so I had like the first Emmy in the history of Livingston High School.
Harlan Coben.
Yeah, we got some.
How can we never bring that up when he's on our program?
Danny Zucker went to high school.
Yeah,
in class of 84, it's you and this guy, jabron who's giving people new noses South Florida.
What's wild is I'm looking at the notable alumni and
Chelsea Handler.
I don't see Michael Del Tufo.
Yeah, you see,
how are you not on this list, Mike?
What's amazing in Wikipedia is they have some jamokes on this thing that like, I'm like, what are you on there for? You did nothing. I'm like accomplished.
All right.
Sound mixer. Here's Rich.
Who on our staff?
You need to get me Wikipedia.
Del Tufo on the Wikipedia page.
How about this?
Not on our staff. RES Consulting is outsourcing this.
Yes.
All right.
To the Rich Eisen Show viewer and listener, somebody needs to put Mike Del Tufo on
my
the Livingston High School Wikipedia
Lucille
page.
Lucille Davies on there.
How am I not on there? Livingston High School has a Wikipedia page?
They have a famous alumni page.
Okay, very good. Somebody has to put Mike Del Tufo on it, please.
Thank you, Rich. See, this is why I like you guys.
As audio executive Rich Eisen Show.
Emmy winner. Oh. Come on, multi. Okay. Emmy, I should be on it. It's like there's
Who'd
people on
thought
this. Look at
this is how we're conducting our business today.
Your sister is Lucille Davies?
Yeah.
She's on here.
Of course, yeah, because she was a secretary. Well, it helps when you were the Secretary of Education in New Jersey for three governors.
Yeah, she's on here. Yeah. You're not.
Okay.
No. Nope. It's like, it's disgusting.
Who knew that this would be the result of me seeing Mark Sanchez's man bun on television?
This is what TJ
loves.
You love this.
I love when things happen out of nowhere.
You never
like it. You like it.
You know, I'm not going to lie. To quote Mike, I just went into Wikipedia and tried to add you to this page.
Won't let you do it?
Well, I think it has to go through some chain of command before it actually.
There's some actual. Quality controlling?
I put Michael Del Tufo, class of 1984, award winning sound mixer on
Thank
there.
Thank you,
and,
TJ.
You know, so maybe in an hour it'll pop up.
Let's do it. Michael Del Tufo.
Bruce Beck, WNBC.
Bruce Beck.
WNBC.
WNBC.
Wow, dude. Livingston High.
We had some big. I told you, Jason Alexander.
Yeah, we mentioned
him. You mentioned him first. You mentioned this guy who's Nip Tuck in South Florida.
I said Chelsea. But you're older than her, right?
Yeah.
All right. Guess what? It's a Wednesday. It's the NFL season. This is finally happening. You guys wanted me to do this for years, and I fought back, and now I can't get enough of it. Because you guys get so pissed off about what I say, and I don't care, and it's great.
Because you're wrong.
It's Power Rankings time. Hit it, please.
Here we go.
This is my
Power Rankings. All right, everybody, here we go. I've got my week 2 power rankings because guess what? We've had a week 1. And prior to this week, I had a top 10 list before there wasn't a single game played. So there's a lot of movement.
Week 0.
There's a lot of movement.
Way too early.
I did it anyway. And number 10 on last week's list, for instance, was the Atlanta Falcons. That didn't age well.
Yeah, they're out.
They're out.
Yeah, they're out.
Number 10 on the list is the only winless team on this list. The only team to go 0-1. So I am putting one of these teams, 0-1, above a handful of teams that actually won last week.
The Ravens, number 10.
Sorry?
Ravens?
No, they're on this list as well. Oh. That's the first one. Oh, there's two of them.
Pardon me. Okay,
no,
got it. Okay.
My bad.
Okay.
Los Angeles Rams are number 10 on this list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
LA Rams are a top third National Football League team. That was a tough assignment. And they lost Puka Nacua. They lost their left tackle. They lost a ton of players in the middle of this game and damn near pulled it off. And they just ran out of gas in overtime. And so there's that. The Los Angeles Rams just can't get they lost 2 in a row. And both against the Detroit Lions, one in the playoffs and one for week 1. But I this is a lot to like watching this team.
Yeah.
So they're number 10. Number 9 on the list. I apologize they weren't on the list to begin with. It's my boy. Baker's Buccaneers, baby. B squared. Baker's Buccaneers. Man. This is my city, he says. And it is now. What a way to follow up getting paid, right? He got his money. And he showed up and played like money. And I can't say he doesn't even know it. He knows it. If there's anybody who knows that he is money,
he's aware.
It is Baker friggin' Mayfield, man. And Browns fans are freaking out right now.
Yeah, right.
Freaking out right now and calling into local radio stations that went a little viral. Somebody called in, first caller on a Monday show and went nuts about Watson looking the way he looked and Baker looking the way he's looked. And the Buccaneers are number 9 on this list. No change. Number 8 on this list, they stay like before. Ooh. Miami Dolphins are number 8 on this list. I still believe in them. I like what I'm seeing out of them. I understand Buffalo also won and they're not on this list. But the Miami Dolphins won a game that way they gutted it out. Jacksonville is a really good football team, although they're not in my top 10. And Miami gutted it out, especially with all the craziness that went down just outside the stadium before the game. Number 7 on the list, down a spot. Down a spot. You'll find out why. Houston Texans are 7 right here. They're number 7 on this list. Yeah, I understand you think they're winning the Super Bowl or they're going to the Super Bowl, right?
Didn't they win last week?
They did. Oh, and they came up with a nice win in Indianapolis.
On the road?
On the road.
In division?
Showed that Joe Mixon can actually run the football.
Road,
they might have improved.
Division
this
game.
This team, and I understand.
Dropped.
I understand. Road division win. Correct. And added a run game to an offense that had Stephon Diggs score a couple times.
And they dropped.
Correct.
Interesting.
Number 6 on this list, above the Texans, even though they lost, the Ravens.
What are we doing?
Ravens are a great football team, guys.
What are we doing?
Go ahead and sleep on the Ravens.
If they played the Texans today, who would win?
I'm telling you the Ravens would win. That's why I put them above the Texans.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. What happened in Kansas City is not I'm not concerned. It's not concerning to me because I'm discerning.
And they played last year in the playoffs and the Ravens won.
I understand that.
So maybe you're right.
Correct. Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm saying. The reason why these two teams dropped down a couple spots is because the team that I had 9th ranked last week on my power rankings, much to the consternation of our friend TJ Jefferson. Dallas Cowboys are 5 on this list.
Oh, oh, oh.
Is up four spots.
Is consternation good or bad? Because if it's good, that's what I am. I'm consternated.
No, you were very upset about that.
You used a word last night in the group chat. I had no idea what it meant.
Ebullion.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Big word.
I had to look that up.
Is marvelous.
That's what it means. I was very happy last night.
You use the words I don't understand. I'm going to take it as a sign of disrespect.
Up four spots, the Dallas Cowboys. Up four spots.
I'll take that, Rich. Number five. Sure.
Because the Lions are down two spots. I had them number two on my list last week. They're four.
Okay.
They're four. I just like their stuff. I like what they're made of, man.
Yeah, a gritty win.
A gritty win against the Rams team that is number 10 on this list. And I think they're one of the best in the NFC. And they're down two spots because the Eagles are up one. I really like the Philadelphia Eagles. What a W that was. I mean, any of the teams, either of the teams that had won in Brazil, it's a great win. Flying 12 hours, playing on a turf that a lot of people are still complaining about. Come on now. Saquon in this offense, get out of here, man. And Jalen Carter, a lot of folks, what are you going to do without Fletcher Cox? Well, he's just going to play like Fletcher Cox, right? Right? And there's Jordan Davis there, too. That's quite a handful in the middle of that defense.
A lot of beef. Big man.
Wow. Number two on this list, up one spot, are the San Francisco 49ers. They are, this just in, really good at the football. Jordan Mason, 28 carries, most in 13 years by a 49er.
Crazy.
How about them apples? Number one, it stays like a buffoon. Your defending champion twice over, Kansas City Chiefs. They came out of the box and looked really, really good. And I understand if Isaiah likely wore what, like a size 14 shoe or 13 shoe? I mean, we know what a shoe size is.
If he was a 12, this wouldn't even be a conversation.
That's what I'm saying. Or wore
white
shoe.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
If he was Isaiah White Shoes Likely. I understand things might be different.
To the people who didn't get that, I feel sorry for you because that was really funny.
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it until just now. But the Kansas City Chiefs are the top team of my power rankings right here.
It's a good list, Rich.
Thank you. There it is. Bengals out. Falcons out. Bengals were seven. I don't know what I was thinking there.
That could be the playoffs right there.
I mean, no Patriots on the list.
No, they're not on the list, pal.
Right? That could be the
They're not on the list.
You know, Rich, earlier, I forget who it was yesterday you were saying through just like one of the prettiest passes of the Sunday, but Jared Goff's touchdown to Jameson Williams. Did you see that ball that he threw to him?
Jared Goff is a really good quarterback, bud.
How?
Yeah. It was. Good thrower of the football.
He, yeah.
Indoors.
Well, I mean, he was indoors, so.
I mean,
it was
that
amazing.
That whole Goff-Wentz conversation's over, right?
Wentz is the Chiefs' backup? Is
yeah,
that right?
I saw him in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought it was a fun game.
I saw Chad Henne in Kansas City, too.
Well, he was on the field pregame.
He was there? Yep.
Pregame, right?
I did see him. Yes, sir. Oof. But, yeah, Wentz is the backup in KC, and Goff has got a chance to win a Super Bowl for the Detroit Lions.
Crazy.
So
crazy.
Okay, so not much pushback.
I mean, no Bills. They had a great home game.
Who would you take out?
Josh Allen kind of dominated.
Who would you take out?
They'd take the Rams out.
Come on. Really?
Yeah. Josh Allen would be the best player on the field if the Rams played the Bills.
All right.
I think that's kind of it.
What about you?
That's my only pushback.
Well, who's missing?
I didn't have a pushback, but he's got a good point. The Bills did look good, so maybe.
I think Allen specifically kind of looked like the MVP of the league.
Other than that, I don't really have a problem with you. Yeah.
Well, we're going to find out, right? Don't they play the Rams this year? That's right.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Who's taking Hoskins?
Del Tufo.
And you're taking Liz?
What?
Who's taking Liz to the game? What are you talking about?
She can buy my tickets.
Oh, my God. This guy
here. Mike takes a whole group.
Hoskins goes with a crew.
I got to be honest with you. And not to tell any of our, you know, nobody really cares about the internal machinations of the Rich Eisen show.
I wouldn't necessarily say that.
The last person I'd want to antagonize around here might be Liz.
Does she even like football?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, he's got a point.
Liz went with me to a game.
Because she loves the Bills.
Yeah. Well, that was to be social. I don't know that she actually loves football.
You see, you guys are starting trouble. Rich, I'm out of this one.
I'm watching Billy White Shoes Johnson highlights right now.
You have the best seats, so I mean, you should be taking people.
Yeah, I make the most money when I resell.
Oh my God! Wow. All right,
just went there.
All right,
just went all there.
Right. I'm over here.
We're taking a break. Wow. Let's just honestly, this is before this gets into a real trouble.
I make the most money.
844-204-RICH, number to dial.
Stop. I have two cars and a boat.
I'm rich.
Let's talk DoorDash, people. If your family's like mine, it probably is. You want something to eat, your kids want something else to eat. How do you handle it all? How do you make sure everybody's happy? DoorDash, that's how you make sure everybody's happy. The food delivery app is the most awesome on-demand delivery platform that you can go get to make sure that food comes to the places you like right to your table. It's awesome, especially now that football's finally back, which means it's time to order your favorite game day food, snacks, and drinks on DoorDash without missing a single play. And here's how I can help you. Use my promo code, RICHEISEN24, for 50% off up to a $10 value when you spend $15 or more dollars on your first order. Limited time offer, terms apply. Promo's not valid for orders containing alcohol. DoorDash, your door to game day greatness, your door to more. Download the DoorDash app now to order your game day favorites and use my promo code RICHEISEN24. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Alcohol available only in select markets. This episode is brought to you by FX's The Old Man, starring Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. The hit show returns as the stakes get higher and more secrets are uncovered. The former CIA agent sets off on his most important mission to date, to recover his daughter after she's kidnapped. FX's The Old Man premieres September 12th on FX. Stream on Hulu. Say goodbye to complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping, and say hello to an advantage with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Every business faces challenges, but shipping shouldn't be one of them. So keep things simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges for Saturday deliveries, residential deliveries, or fuel. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there, helping you counter the rising costs of doing business with a budget-friendly alternative. And keep things reliable with on-time ground shipping, ensuring your shipments get to where they need to go while maintaining your hard-earned reputation. USPS Ground Advantage is your ticket to easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. It's the complete delivery service your business needs to rise above the competition. There's never been a better time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We're going to take some phone calls in short order. Tyreek Hill has just spoken, so we'll play those sound bites.
Excellent.
Deshaun Watson has spoken, and has nothing to do with football once again. So we'll get that. And then we'll take some more phone calls here on the program. So that's what we got going on.
How about that?
It's finally cooling off here in L.A.
This guy.
Yeah. It's been 110 at my house for a week and a half. And
yeah.
It's now 80.
Okay.
So
yeah, that's like Egypt hot.
I'll take it.
That's great.
Yeah.
Are we going to keep an eye on the Livingston High School Wikipedia page?
So I got to say, shout out to Patrick King, sent me a tweet. Dr. Hochstein in Miami, alumni, is from Livingston High School.
Ding, 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 ding. That's him.
So it's because you forgot his name or you
no,
didn't?
What, Lenny, more, okay. Leonard Hochstein. I know the guy's name.
Okay.
Yes, you don't know. Well, you said you weren't going to tell.
I wasn't going to tell you guys.
Is it because you couldn't remember?
Lenny Hochstein was his name.
Okay, whatever.
Lenny. Leaping Lenny. Okay.
Can he
at the 30th.
Maybe. Hold on a second. Maybe.
He was with the Real Housewives of Miami. They have broken up.
Okay. Maybe at the 40th. If Dr. Hochstein, you know, flies his Learjet in and you see him, maybe he can surgically help you with a man bun.
You want to surgically?
No. But you can start planting some more seeds in the back there.
And no, I got good hair in the back. I'm not balding at all.
That's what Dion calls donor hair, right?
Yeah, you're not balding at all. You look great. Grow it out.
That's what Dion told me. I've got a lot of donor hair is what he said to me once upon a time.
Katarina Mazzoni. I didn't watch this show, but
all of that. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. All right, Jimmy in San Antonio. We haven't heard from Jimmy. Jimmy, what's up, Jimmy? What's up, Jimmy?
¿Qué pasó, hermano?
What's up?
Muchacho.
What's on your mind?
Hey, what up, TJ Brockman?
What up, G?
Hey, hey. DJ Mikey D, as Jimmy. In D's teeth.
Nice.
Dude, you're so tan that your teeth, I think they have their own privilege. They're that white. It's amazing.
TJ's done, just so you know, Jimmy.
Wow.
TJ cannot speak and can't breathe.
Mikey, yeah. Please tell me your middle name is Ross and your lady friend's name is Rachel. That's how white they are. It's amazing with that tan.
Jimmy is and Fuego.
Man. He'll be here all week. Try the manicotti. Tip your server.
One more thing before I get to my point. White shoes likely, future fantasy football name.
White shoes likely.
Write that down for future use.
Right now, layers of Eberflus. We'll try and win two in a row to start the season.
I started a Google Doc for fantasy names because so I can find them better.
Can you also write the context of it down?
Sure.
By the way, it was really funny when y'all showed the graphic to Eberflus. That was hilarious. It was fun.
I think he was sort of caught in between of like, how do I react to this and how do I get out of here? I think he was kind of in that nether region.
Right.
So what's on your mind, Jimmy?
Well, Rich, we are of the same age. You are 3 years older than me, which puts you right in line with approximate TJ Jefferson age.
Nice.
No, that doesn't, Jimmy.
Oh, okay. I'm narrowing it down. I'm keeping notes, TJ.
I mean, come on. You know he's older than me, bro.
I know. I think you're closer to my age. Anyway, what I was going to say was I was in Boston over the weekend, and I played pickleball for the first time.
Oh, okay. And?
And it turns out that the Boston Pickle Club is fans of the Rich Eisen Show.
Oh, well, who is it really, Jimmy?
Oh, hey now.
Good to know, Jimmy. Good to know.
And it was Brockman, your glutes and quads, they will hurt after your first ever.
It's the real thing. He thinks it's just like it's a mini cord, and thus it makes it less of a strenuous and rigorous cardio activity.
What a foolish mass hole he is.
That's correct. How did our show come up as a subject at the Boston Pickle Club, at the BPC?
Okay, Jimmy. So I'm at the BPC. Great. You're local, you know. And I said, am I now a member of the Pickleball Club because I had to register? And he said, no, you just registered. I was like, I'm not a member. Okay, fine. That's okay. It'll still be funny. And he said, why? And I said, well, I listen to his show, I call into his show, and the host is a huge pickleball fan.
Yes.
And the guy, Nick, I want to give him a shout out, Nick.
Attaboy, Nick.
Said, Rich Eisen?
Ah.
I go, yes. And he goes, we love Rich Eisen. He talks pickleball.
That's correct.
And then I said, I'm Jimmy in San Antonio. Nice to meet you. And he goes, I've heard you before.
So he's a fan of yours too, Jimmy. Thank you, Jimmy.
And then another shout out to Johan, who owns the place.
Apparently,
some pickleball god. I don't know, but he's very European. His name's Johan.
I couldn't have picked that up from just the name.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're a Michigan man, so I expect that.
Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, sir. That was always fun when Jimmy calls in.
Wow.
Giving a shout out to Nikki and Johan at the BPC. See? Chris, if you didn't denigrate pickleball, you might be more popular in your old home area.
Right.
You know?
I'm okay with it.
As you know, anytime I comment on matters of Boston sports, I get denigrated. So it's good to know I've got an enclave there at the Boston Pickle Club to counteract the WEI situation or whatever is going on over there. You know what I mean?
They got your back. The BPC won't let you down.
You know? Unless Jerry Callahan's a member of the BPC, then we're going to...
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh. That's a problem. I actually name-checked that.
Black tie.
By the way, Zolak and
that's
I are cool.
Yeah, yeah. Zolak's cool.
Zolak right? and I are really cool. That's so I saw him last year in Germany. Honestly, we almost eloped to Holland together. We had such a good time.
Eloped to Holland?
Yes, where Johan's probably from. Okay. Okay.
Does Johan have a man bun? We should ask him.
This guy.
Yeah, pickleball man bun. That's a big thing.
Okay. Some serious matters in the NFL. First up, Tyreek Hill speaking today. And first of all, the fact that the Dolphins make him available to speak to the media just shows that they are 100% putting this story out there and 100% giving Tyreek Hill the full platform from which to talk. And he wants to make change based on what happened. And every single time we talk about it over the last couple of days, and whenever I've checked the responses, I do check responses, TJ. I'm not just emotionally affected by them.
Yeah.
But I do want to just see, I do want to see what people are saying. And, you know, the nonstop, and we even got a caller yesterday saying, well, he shouldn't have done what he did. And I believe that's what he was asked. Did he have any responsibility for what happened?
My whole life is all about accountability. Like, how can I get better? Yes, I will say I could have been better. You know, I could have let down my window, you know, in that instant. But the thing about me is, man, I don't want attention. I don't want to be like cameras out, phones on you, you know, in that moment. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm human. I gotta follow rules. I gotta, you know, do what, you know, everyone else would do, you know. So now, does that give them the right to literally beat the dog out of me? Absolutely not. But at the end of the day, I wish I could go back and, you know, do things a bit differently.
Which is, again, based on the body cam footage, go the speed limit. And because that was he zipped by in the first few frames of the body cam footage that I saw. And secondly, roll the window down. But he's right. Again, if he'd rolled the window down, does that guarantee that the second guy coming in doesn't come in, or the second guy, if he does come in, isn't hot? I don't know. Again, as I said earlier, before, yes, you're pulled over. You need to follow the instructions of authorities because they don't know what you have in the car with you. They don't know what your intentions are. And if you're not following them, then yes, they can leap to a conclusion they should not. But if they're leaping to a conclusion based on someone's race, that's a problem. And if they do yank somebody out of the car and do clearly inflame the situation, and anybody's saying, well, that's what you get when you don't follow an order, like rolling your window down, then that means you should behave in a certain way to avoid somebody behaving poorly in their own right professionally. And I would just counsel to say, driver do better, authorities do better. He was asked about what should happen next.
Your lawyer has come out and said that he's looking for the dismissal of the officer. Do you, what does that mean?
Gone.
So you want the officer to be
gone. 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 He got to go, man. Because in that instant right there, like, not only did he treat me bad, you know what I'm saying? He also treated my teammates with, you know, disrespect. You know, he had some crazy words towards them, and they ain't even do nothing. Like, what did they do to you? They just walking on the sidewalk. So I don't know, bro. Like, he gotta go, man. Like, it's not too many times that cheaters say people gotta go, but you out. What they say on Wild and Out? Gone. Mm-hmm.
You're shaking your head, Mike?
I said it yesterday. What that guy did was complete, I don't care, cause, effect, unnecessary. Not for a moving violation. Not for any, no matter what, even with the window. He was, that was unnecessary. Chokehold, come on. What are we doing? Sorry. I know people will rip me apart, but I don't care. I was a cop. And I had to testify to somebody who did something like that to a family. I've told TJ the story.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically ripped the family out like that. And I wasn't involved, thank God. And I testified, and I told them what I saw. Because these guys were, there were two guys that were literally like that cop that did that to a family for no apparent reason.
You agree, TJ?
You know, part of me wants to go, well, maybe if they suspend the guy, give him another chance. You don't ever want to see anybody lose their job. This is such a touchy, touchy, touchy subject in an instance. You know, of course, he's going to feel a certain way because it happened to him.
Correct.
Right? So, I honestly, guys, I don't know what the answer is to this. You can say roll down the window, be compliant, but there's other instances where people were compliant. Stuff still happened to them. I don't have the answer for this. This has been going on before I was born. This is unfortunately going to go on long after I'm gone. So I really don't know what the answer is, guys. I really don't.
Well, I'm sure there's going to be lots of conversation about it tomorrow again. Bills Dolphins tomorrow night on Prime Video. Be interesting to see how that's being handled by the broadcast tomorrow night. And then there's what's going on in Cleveland. Because, again, Deshaun Watson did not look good at all for the Browns. At all. And yesterday, the attorney, Tony Busby, in the state of Texas, and that name may be sound familiar to you because he represented over two dozen individuals that accused Deshaun Watson of sexual misconduct that led to his 11-game suspension in the NFL. And when Deshaun joined the Cleveland Browns, and Watson once again has been accused by a Tony Busby client. Fresh new allegations. And a statement from his attorney, Rusty Harden, who may sound familiar to you because that was the one who was representing Deshaun a couple years ago when all this happened, vehemently denying, categorically denying that anything that just came out is true. But that is out there again. And Watson, in his media availability today, was asked if he knew about this new allegation prior to the game. Because, again, he just didn't look mentally there. Afterwards, he was talking about the death of his father and a close friend as well, and how that definitely was playing on his mind. He was asked if this was on his mind as well in the season-opening loss against Dallas.
Have any idea that this lawsuit was coming when you were playing Sunday?
No, sir. Found out exactly whenever everyone else found out.
To the possibility the league could come after you once more for the personal conduct policy?
I haven't had any thought. Honestly, my focus is, again, is just being, figuring out, you know, Jacksonville's plan on defense and focusing on my craft to be the best quarterback I can be on Sunday for this team. You know, that's something that, you know, the NFL has to, you know, do on their time, and, you know, I have to focus on what's in front of me right now.
And those were pretty much the only questions he answered on that subject today. Kevin Stefanski says that Deshaun Watson is starting against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the agreement that Watson signed with the NFL, or they came to an agreement with the NFL for his suspension, is that he is allowed to be suspended again if a new allegation comes out that raises to a certain level of, shall we say, significance. So the NFL, we will keep an eye on that one too. But as if the Deshaun Watson question of his viability of the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, and if he would no longer be that if he didn't have 92 more million guaranteed dollars to come, that his performance would be leading to a parting of the ways there in Cleveland. As if that's not enough of a conversation, here we have this. And we will see if that does, in fact, play into everything. But Kevin Stefanski says this is our starting quarterback. I know in Overreaction Monday, you were saying they should move on to Jameis Winston right now.
Just seems like it's all money notwithstanding. It's not worth the headache with this guy. Performance and off-the-field stuff. How much more can these Browns fans take?
Well, a game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, that's for sure. It's just too soon for Jameis, man. And I mean, how can you say a week two game is huge, right? I mean, that
if
it's...
If this guy's name wasn't Deshaun Watson, you'd look at the numbers and you'd watch the film and you'd say, this guy's not a starter in this league.
Unless the numbers associated with that guy also has $92 million American dollars coming his way no matter what. That's exactly why this contract, as of now, is being discussed as the worst contract ever given anybody in the NFL. And the trade,
the worst trade ever.
And the trade that goes with it is being discussed as that, too. Because of everything, of the everything else. Let's take a break. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We'll get you set for... the rest of your Wednesday. Set up our table for Thursday as well. Are you struggling to close deals? Business-to-business selling is tougher than ever, and that's why I want to tell you about LinkedIn Sales Navigator. LinkedIn Sales Navigator is a sales intelligence platform that helps professionals effectively prospect and engage high-value customers, drive higher revenue, and increase sales performance. Sales Navigator helps you target the right buyers, surface key signals such as job changes or which accounts you should prioritize, and shows you hidden allies so you could find those buyers that are most likely to convert. Fueled by LinkedIn's 1 billion member platform, Sales Navigator gives you the most up-to-date first-party data, enabling you to unlock conversations with the people that matter. Right now, you can try LinkedIn Sales Navigator and get a 60-day free trial at linkedin.com/direct. That is linkedin.com/direct for a 60-day free trial. Let LinkedIn Sales Navigator help you sell like a superstar today. Just go to linkedin.com/direct and get started. The Rich Eisen Show is sponsored by Grainger. Does this sound familiar? You're a maintenance specialist, and you've been squaring off with a leaky radiator at your facility for hours. You're both drenched in sweat. You've thrown the whole playbook at it, but so far it's got an answer for everything. What you need is a teammate, a pro who's seen it all before, and that's Grainger. With support specialists always ready to chat, the product you need, plus a million more, just give this ringer a ring. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by one of their local branches. Can you tell me the story, the famous story of you noticing John Candy in the crowd before before that 2 minute drill to the Bengals?
Harris Barton was a people person, so yes. We were free for dinner during the week, but you know, practice and meetings, and then come back after dinner and more meetings. So when he would come back from dinner, he was like a little kid. He could not wait to tell you about all the celebrities he saw while he was at dinner. And so we were just standing there, and between the tight end and his shoulder was framed John Candy.
And in the crowd.
He was on the sideline.
Oh, he's on the sideline.
And so I sat there and I looked and I go, dang, I don't remember Harris saying he saw John Candy.
This is what you're thinking in the Super Bowl with minutes to go and needing to drive down the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, so I walked over and said, hey, man, there's John Candy. And Harris stood like this for 8 minutes, perfectly still. He was a little bit anal that way. He would not move. He was like little. I didn't do it to unwind him. I just thought he would appreciate seeing John Candy.
Did you ever meet Candy, or that was the only time?
Yeah, no, I had met John a few years before that. My contract was up.
Okay.
And he was you know, one of the owners of the Toronto Argonauts.
Okay.
He was trying to get me to go to Canada.
Come on.
Yeah. They just didn't have enough money.
But if the price was right,
I might have been wearing an Argonaut.
You'd have a 55-yard line. You'd be like, I'll do that. So he legitimately said, you know, hey.
Yeah, we had a couple meetings about it. Yeah.
You did? So this is real. Like, it wasn't oh, by the way.
No.
Wow, I love that. Again, check out our YouTube channel, please. Give it a subscription. Over 800,000 and growing. Okay, game time tickets. As I mentioned, Susie used it earlier this week to take our oldest to a concert right here in Los Angeles. It was all good in the hood. The seats were great. The view to the stage was great. You can have the same experience by using game time. Make sure that you are also using the function to see how much the entire ticket costs before you check out. No surprise fees at all, thanks to the all-in pricing feature. I love it. The Game Time Picks feature that's new, it's great too. It filters out the fluff, shows you only incredible deals on great seats, so you don't have to waste a single time searching through thousands of tickets, which certainly for football games, there are thousands of tickets for you to be able to actually see. So download the Game Time app, create an account, use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Again, take that guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH and get $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Paul in Syracuse, you're on the show. What's up, Paul?
Ah, it's great to hear from you, Rich. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, what's going on? What do you mean, hear from me?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Yeah,
okay.
I'm a radio host, so that's normally the lingo I give to people calling into my show. So,
you do sound like you got a set of pipes, Paul. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. That's a set of pipes on Paul in Syracuse. What's on your mind?
I appreciate that. Well, our good buddy, James Palmer of Underdog Fantasy, I saw you give an update on the Hassan Reddick situation today. And I'm going to be honest, you're Rich, it was quite troubling. And here's some of the things he had to say, that there's the no movement between Reddick and the Jets. We've heard that. And that Reddick has really dug in. And it's almost like the game show, how dug in is he? Well, James Palmer said he's comfortable, quote-unquote, missing more games after missing week one, and that he's going to continue to push this thing. But when does this end, Rich?
I don't know, Paul. And here's the one thing that I'm not going to, you know, I would counsel Jets fans to not be concerned about is to sit here and wring your hands over it. I mean, honestly, he's barely a Jet. I mean, what are they supposed to do? Just what they should have done was handle it before they even traded for him. And not taking this off of the Eagles' hands. I mean, honestly, the Eagles are like, okay, we'll go rush the passer without him, and we don't have to deal with this. And thanks for the call, Paul. I appreciate it. Sounded like he was muffled there too. Honestly, it's not like we've seen what Hassan Reddick can do for the Jets, and he's been and Jet fans are are holding out hope for one of their favorite players in the history of the Jets. It's just. It's weird, right?
It's really weird. And he's already given up. He had $800,000 game check last week. He's already accrued $5 million in fines.
It's crazy.
And he's willing to dig in and miss more
games.
Soon
he's going to come back have to play for the Jets for free.
Yeah, on the arm. I don't know. It's a weird situation.
It's really weird.
But if you look at the way the Jets' defense played and the defensive line played against San Francisco, clearly they need him. Brock Purdy had a clean pocket the whole night.
I don't know why the Jets defense looked so poor. They've got enough guys that can handle, one would think, some of the best offenses in the NFL with the guys they have. And the guy charged with figuring it out is Robert Saleh, who had an interesting soundbite to say. It was an interesting question. Remember I said to you yesterday that not many teams who go 0-1 and have a lot of hopes placed in them and a lot of expectations about them, and also have a kind of win or lose your jobs season in front of them for everybody to look that poorer. And it's very rare that you can say they still came out on top in a loss because their quarterback's healthy. Rare situation. Robert Saleh was asked that very question in a different way and gave an honest answer.
You got to say that 0-1 this year feels a lot better than 1-0 last year?
You know what? Unfortunately, it does, because I think I know we're going to get the defense fixed. That is not a problem. If that's a problem, it's not a problem. And I know we're going to get a lot better from week one to week two. We got a great opportunity this week against Tennessee on a short week. It's going to be a tremendous challenge. But like I said, guys, you know, it's a 17-game season. Got 16 of these left, and getting the defense fixed is not going to be a problem.
Not going to be a problem.
I hope it's so for his sake.
For his sake, I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but as I said yesterday, I'll repeat it again. If you like playing for Robert Saleh, if you like living in New York and playing for Robert Saleh, living in New Jersey, playing for Robert Saleh, if you like him, you need to win. You got to play better. You're not just playing for yourselves and your pride and your livelihood and your money and your family. You're playing for this guy. Because if the Jets do not perform well, certainly if the reason why they do not come up with wins is because of the defense, Woody Johnson is just going to say, on to the next. The general manager doesn't have a contract.
Yep.
You know? So if you like them, play better. And the schedule makers didn't do the Jets any favors, guys. Because, I starting off in San Francisco on Monday Night Football, with the Niners coming off of that stinging Super Bowl loss,
yeah,
you know what sort of mood they would be in and how good they are. And then, listen, not many teams, I mean, I don't have the numbers here in front of me, but if you play on Monday night, okay, the next week you go on the road, that ain't easy. For instance, Atlanta, this Monday night, they're home for Kansas City the next week. Obviously, that's a tough opponent, but at least they're home.
Right.
So the Jets do it again later this year, play on Monday Night Football, and then they're on the road the next week. They play Buffalo on week 6, and they're at Pittsburgh week 7. Kansas City. They, let's see, New Orleans is and Kansas City on week 5 on Monday night. They're home against Tampa the next week. Seattle is at Detroit on week 4 Monday night. They're home against the Giants the next week. You know, let me just give another one here. Miami is at the Rams in week 10 on Monday night. They're home against Vegas in week 11. Buffalo is at the Jets week 6. They're home against Tennessee week 7. The Jets, when you play a Monday night game and then you go on the road the next week, you lose a day. And anybody out there saying, oh, it's Tennessee. Okay. This ain't easy. You're staring 0-2 in the face. And then you got a short week game Thursday night at home against the marauding New England Patriots.
If you would have told me before the season that the Pats might be 2-0 and the Jets might be 0-2 and they play Thursday, get out of here.
It's entirely possible, sir. So again, hey Jets, you like your coach? Play harder. Play better. It's just week one, though. NFL season is better when you have NFL Sunday Ticket and YouTube TV bundled together, because you get the most live NFL games all in one place when you do that. The multi-view feature that's so awesome because you get to watch 4 games at once. This year, they kicked it up a notch. Bam. They let you choose your games for your multi-view.
Pow.
It's a game changer.
Pow, pow.
Sign up. Sign up today at youtube.com/NFLST. Device and content restrictions apply. Local and national games on YouTube TV. NFL Sunday Ticket for out-of-market games. Excludes digital-only games. Did you say pow or pow?
I said pow.
Pow.
Pow. Pow. Pow. Pow.
Get ready to laugh lots tomorrow. Keegan Michael Keyes here in studio, Jets.
Right. I'm out here. I'm
sad. Mikey, come on.
I can't mess up anything.
You love the Aaron drops and stuff. Well, good job, Mike. Start growing the man bun.
Yep.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt, movie director James Mangold.
I want to turn Bob Dylan into a simple character with a simple thing to unlock that then makes you go, ah, now I get him. First time I sat down with him, he said, what's this movie about, Jim? It's about a guy who's choking to death in Minnesota and reinvents himself in a brand new place, becomes phenomenally successful, starts to choke to death again, and runs away. And he smiled. He was like, I like that.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.